The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Hi, Facebook friends. How are you doing?
Welcome.
For tuning in.
Yes.
We're pretty excited.
Very excited. I haven't seen this episode of Outlander
in a while.
In a long time. Probably since it aired.
Trust me, my love. We have done rewatches prepping for previous seasons.
Perhaps. It's a distinct possibility.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, everybody, thank you so much for joining in the Outlander rewatch. The way that this ideally works is that you get to queue up Outlander, the episode Wentworth Prison, on your TV, on your laptop, on your iPad, on another phone, or you just listen along. And basically, we're going to watch it together. And it's like we're going to be in the same room, eating popcorn, drinking water, because that's what I've got going on right now. But basically, it's like if you could have a whole bunch of friends together in your living room to rewatch one of your favorite shows on television together. That's what the Outlander rewatch is. So thank you so much for joining. And if you would mind doing us a favor, continuing to chat here in this chat, if you're seeing this in a group or on a different page other than Mary and Blake, we would love for you to click on Mary and Blake and actually view this directly through the Mary and Blake Facebook page. Reason is that we will be able to see your comments actually on the same screen that we're watching the show on. And then we're able to put some of those comments up on the Facebook Live video. And if you're new to myself and Blake, we're podcasters. We love to podcast about various television shows. And this episode of the Outlander Rewatch is going to be available on the Outlander Cast podcast.
That's correct. You'll be able to find it on iTunes or Pandora or Spotify, anywhere you can get the Outlander Cast podcast that you could ever think of, it will be available there. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're listening in your car, you're in your gym, or you're doing, maybe you're walking your dogs or you're changing cat litter, whatever you're doing.
Something.
Just know that this episode is actually meant for you. This episode is meant to be listened to in your podcast app. Just because you are not live with us at this very moment, that does not mean you are left out. This is intended for you. We may or may not read some comments from those who are joining us live. And if you would like to join us live at one point as we go on through the rest of the seasons before season 5 premieres, you can. Mary, why don't you tell people how they can get the notifications via text message
on Facebook Live. What are you talking about? All right, I'm going to put in, we've got this complimentary text messaging service that can be used actually internationally. I think if you're outside the U.S., it may send you an email. But basically, I just texted a whole bunch of people through this app. It is secure, so you don't have my phone number, I don't have your phone number, but I just messaged everybody and I was like, guess what? We're going live to talk about Outlander. We're going to be watching this episode together. Generally, I give more than 1 minute notice.
Yes.
but
today, it just happened to work out.
The planets aligned. The full moon is here on 12-12. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
12-12 or is tomorrow?
Tomorrow's
12-12.
Yes.
There's supposed to be a full moon at 12-12, like December 12th at 12-12.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's aggressive.
Yeah, that's something. So nonetheless, I'm going to include that information in the comments right here on the Mary and Blake Facebook page. So if you yourself would like to be added to the Outlander Cast live notifications, you can easily do that. So I'm going to take care of that right now by sharing this here.
All right. So while we're here, it seems like we've given ample enough time for you to bring up your Stars app, or if maybe you're on the computer and you're watching Stars on the web, or maybe you're watching the DVDs, whatever you got. Now is the time to get the DVD or the app ready and hit ready to play, because when I hit play, you'll hear all of the logos and titles. You'll probably hear the previously on, and then we'll just get right into the episode and we'll have the commentary track. Hopefully you've listened to us do this before many times. If so, welcome back. If not, welcome in and welcome to the family, and get ready to enjoy watching Wentworth Prison with Mary and I in your earbuds as you're watching it at the same time, hopefully. Marvin, before we get any further, just so you know, Normally, if you are new to this podcast is much more highly produced.
Yes.
we have a lot better things going on. It usually sounds a lot better. But again, this is just a commentary track. It's meant to be fun and not that highly produced. So normally, go back to listen to our latest highly produced episode, which was probably one of our top five favorite moments from season four or something like that. I don't know, whatever. Or maybe us making fun of Jeffrey, what's his name, from Stars.
Oh, my buddy.
Oh, yeah, your
my
buddy.
My Providence buddy.
Oh, yeah, the new CEO of Stars, Jeffrey Hirsch. Jeffrey Hirsch.
Who had quite the look at me at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah. Mary.
With my premium woman shirt.
Yes. We
Loud made, and proud.
Yeah, yeah. He I think he ran away from us purposely. At Comic-Con. And also a reminder, you can check us all out before we begin the commentary track. You can check Mary and I out and all of the things that we have going on at maryandblake.com, including all the Outlander Cast podcasts, but also our episodes for This Is Us 2. It's a mm-hmm. podcast dedicated to This Is Us. And we also did a podcast for Hamilton. We did one for The Leftovers. We did one for Game of Thrones. We did one for Gilmore Girls. We have a parenting podcast. And our latest newly minted podcast, which I am quite excited about. We actually had our first episode last evening, is called Keep Calm and Crown On, which is about The Crown on Netflix.
Which so many Outlander fans love as well.
Yes. So make sure you do check us out at maryandblake.com and look up Keep Calm and Crown On. All right, Marvin, you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's get this done. And I'm hitting play in 3, 2, 1.
That's a little loud.
That's a little loud, Blake.
Now, for those of you who are new, we need to keep it low so we don't get flagged by Sony and get in trouble.
Yes. I mean, technically, we already are getting flagged by Sony, but whatever.
Why is it in
Spanish?
It's in French.
There we go. Got it.
I took Italian in high school.
Document. It could lead to a court martial for blackjack.
It's quite simple. Make free of your body. There will be no second flogging.
Leave me alone.
I can do it.
Leave me alone.
Have you ridden the Chisholms today? Then I could do with a tall, strong Scotsman.
I'll ride with you.
Where is Jamie?
Macquarie was winded. Jamie wouldn't leave him behind.
I knew full well if I had any hope of finding Jamie, I'd need help.
I've news of Jamie. He's in Wentworth Prison.
So glad it's not in Spanish anymore.
I know. That Spanish caught me off guard.
Does the Spanish still have a little Celtic accent? Little Scottish accent.
Oh, that's a good question.
A little Gaelic.
That's a, like, how do you do a Scottish Spanish language accent?
We may have to try that out at some point.
If one of you out there can figure out how to do a Scottish accented Spanish languaged Outlander, yeah. I would love that.
We'll have to check that out. We've got friends tuning in from Canada. Hi, Lori. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Oh, John Gary Steele, he has announced that he's leaving Outlander. Imagine that.
I'm not okay with this news.
Yeah, you know, it's sad. It's one of those things that, like, I don't know. It happens.
I mean, he built pretty much a bunch of the things that they're going to need, I'll tell you that, since you know nothing, Jon Snow, about what's happening in season 5.
Yep.
So, he put up some good bones that he can leave, but... It's interesting. I wonder what he's doing next. Like, why not just see it through?
Well, I mean, people do that. They go from show to show. The thing that kind of scares me is that people are leaving in droves a little bit here.
Really?
And we're nearing, you know, the final season that the show's been guaranteed. So maybe they're preparing to move on to the next show. Like, perhaps he got a better offer from another show, and that's that.
Friends are asking us if we're going to be doing a podcast episode for the sneak peek of season 5, which is coming out this upcoming Sunday, and the answer is yes.
Yes, we absolutely will.
We will most likely be doing it as a Facebook Live.
By the way, this is written by Ira Stephen Bear and directed by Anna Forster, my dream team of Outlander.
Right.
Dream team of Outlander.
One of the many reasons. Nope.
What a way to introduce the episode. Just
like
pushing guys off. Oh, the
so
feet.
Much stink.
Oh, that's great.
It's not great. It's so sad.
Ugh.
You need to turn it up a little.
Seems as a little late to be brandishing iron, does it not?
Mm. That takes the edge off of dying. Knowing that when my neck snaps, I'll be discharging my juice like a cannon blast.
What a great line. I mean, sad. But no.
All that happens is
discharging my juice like a cannon blast.
Oh, so much for me trying to cheer up a condemned man. I've got an awful dark view of the world, Fraser.
Oh.
Backland Fife.
Look how young that boy is.
I know.
It's really amazing how young soldiers were. You know, just how young everyone was back before we started living longer.
Yep.
Thank you, vaccinations and health.
Notice that shot that just happened. That shot that just stayed tracking on the loop of the noose.
Yeah.
Oh, man. These are some of the fine-tuned things that Anna Forster is capable of doing, giving a nice feel to what's coming for these guys.
My wife will never forgive me for foolishly getting myself hung. Nothing like a wife to make a man feel disquieted at his own death. For me, I always knew I was fated to dangle for the end of a rope. That's why I made sure to leave none behind to mourn for me.
Gross. Look at how chiseled Jamie's face is compared to everybody else.
I bet you he's on the TB12 diet.
I don't know what that means.
It's a Tom Brady diet where you just eat you don't even eat strawberries.
Truth be told, I'm not looking forward to it much myself.
You can't eat tomatoes.
Why?
Because they're nightshades or whatever, and then nightshades ain't good for you.
I don't know. I eat everything.
All right, go on.
Except scallops.
Yeah.
Don't eat
scallops. Are no good for you. Hey, that's the quick 10-pound diet for you.
You haven't seen me with scallops.
I've got one regret, Fraser. What would that be, Mr. Macquarie?
Well, I'll be climbing those steps before you. Other way around, you could have put in a good word for me with St. Peter.
To think my last view of the world will be a bunch of ill-fought, pasty-faced Englishmen. My only regret is that I wasted my life as a common thief rather than a patriot serving my country fighting against you lot.
Look at Jamie, nodding.
To the devil with England and God bless King.
Nope.
Can't get that James out.
Oh, man. Now, why is he taking so long?
That's just how some people do. Their necks don't snap as quick, and they don't, they just, that's it.
So awkward.
James Fraser.
Hannah Jo Hilliard likes to remind us that Fraser means strawberry, so Sam has to eat them.
Come on, Jamie, what are you doing? Oh, this poor guy is still choking out. Usually what happens is, these guys go down and they tug on their legs.
Yeah, but not when they're being a jerk.
Not a great way to go.
You know, I don't really want to go many ways.
No, I'd rather just go in my sleep.
Yeah.
Than
some notebook style.
Oh yeah, sure.
Just cuddling.
Would you do the Titanic way with the old couple in the middle of the Titanic together?
I don't know. That'd be cold.
That would be cold.
I prefer a blanket.
Stop! Stop the execution!
Can you imagine? Jamie literally still peed himself anyway.
Yeah.
He was excited for a second, then he saw him.
He's like, no. This guy.
He heard stop, and he was like, say by the bell. Zach Morris style.
He literally did the Zach Morris and stopped time.
It's all right.
Remove the rope. Escort the prisoner to one of the dungeon cells.
Tobias.
Oh, he's great.
So much is just with their eyes, these two.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, you don't need to communicate it.
You don't.
And that's when you know you have
look at this.
What a shot.
Look at this.
What a shot.
Oh.
I
Like, you could literally, that little sneer.
Yeah.
Blackjack Randall with his mouth.
And that's when you know you have a viable partnership in production.
In the actors, yes.
When you can allow the actors to just act and just be who they are.
You must suffer from dodgy eyesight, mate. That wall is solid stone. In 20 years, you might get that bolt loose. Except you ain't got 20 years. Compliments of Captain Jonathan Randall, Esquire.
Oh, I gotta get your energy up there.
It's begun to have a friend of means. If you're smart, you'll eat a hearty meal, have a wash, and your luck can change any minute, boyo.
I feel like boyo is one of those words that's wildly underused.
Boyo.
Hey, boyo. Get your stuff together, boyo, and get out.
I always thought he said boil. Like a...
like a boil?
Yeah, like...
Like a boil on my skin, or I'm going to boil some hot chocolate.
No, like a boil on my skin, like you're kind of scummy.
Oh.
Fraser James.
Oh, my gosh. Boyo.
And you say you know the prisoner?
Yes, that's right.
Close relation?
Not particularly. A family connection. I hardly know the man, really.
Do you think not? An English woman of fine breeding and a common
fine
Scottish
breeding. What does that mean?
Fine breeding?
In this sense.
I'm not sure.
How does he know?
It appears he's been granted a temporary stay of execution. At least for a little while. It's true. Good luck, I suppose. When was the last time you were in contact with this individual?
Many years. Old as the connection may be, I felt it a kind gesture to come visit.
Hmm.
I have no real particular reason to come other than just, I'm interested. Come on, man. It's something. You really believe
my
that?
Christian duty. I'm sure you can understand.
I could tell you're a Christian woman the moment you entered.
Get out of here, you jabroni.
May I see him, Sir Fletcher?
I should like nothing better than to help you, Mrs. Beecham. Unfortunately, I cannot allow it.
Well, Anna Jo Hilliard says she thinks that the fine breeding means that he's from a good family.
I understand your
That she's from a good family, not a whore.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is that, like, they don't know her.
Yeah. Well, he could tell that she was a good Christian as soon as she walked in the door. He also happens to know that she likes long walks on the beach and she enjoys broccoli pie.
I would be pleased to deliver it to
her. She's healthy.
Broccoli pie.
Broccoli pie. She's in on it.
You are thoughtfulness itself, my dear.
Oh.
We all together.
One moment, madam.
Here we go. Angela says, I think her fine speech indicates her breeding to people. Okay, that makes more sense. And how she holds herself.
Yeah, sure. She walks
she's
around.
Not like the pie hussy.
Yeah, she's not, definitely not the pie hussy.
No.
Circa season 4.
No. Oh, I like this. Marsha says, what a wanker Sir Fletcher is.
Wanker is also widely underused in the American dialect.
These moments when Claire composes herself.
Yeah. Good stuff. Patient.
I don't believe a letter patient directly from the convict would be appropriate. However, this may give the family solace.
It reminds me a lot of Bree in season 4, how frequently effects. She touches things.
Mm-hmm.
Like a very mindful
customarily,
thing, you
we
know,
send
like
one to whomever the prisoner designates as a next of kin after execution. Perhaps you could take it to them.
I'd be happy to.
I believe the Lord will smile upon you for this good deed.
Oh. It's all she has is a room right now.
Yeah, and just this little teeny tiny box.
Oh, Murta.
How do you think they made his hair look so dirty?
He didn't take a shower?
Like, for real?
Yeah. Well, he maybe just didn't wash his hair. Oh, yeah. There's another patient. Ugh.
Oh.
Oh man, can I pay? Can we have like a GoFundMe to get enough money to pay Iris Evenbear and Anna Forrester back on Outlander? Can we do that?
I don't think it's a money thing. I think they're just done.
Listen, I learned one thing from the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. Everyone's got a price. Everyone's got a price.
You reckon this?
It's me now.
I have got the luck of that gay bastard. Two coins left.
Would you listen to those two donkeys? Jimmy's facing a neck stretch and all they cared about is rolling double sixes.
Realize Jamie's fate meant so little to them.
Calling guys donkeys, it's the best. You donkey.
Right under Blackjack Randall's very nose. That was no easy task.
Easier than this. A fort's only there to keep people out. A prison's there to keep people in.
What of it?
I was only staying a fact, mistress.
Cheers. You know, they get hated on, but they're just trying to be optimistic. You know, it's not like they can do anything right now.
Well, aren't they trying to pry information out of them?
On the two of you.
And the one after that.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you again. We're skint.
You seem awfully cheery about it.
Well, these two.
We lost two. That has us grinning. They need to know.
By all means, tell them.
Here we go.
Me? No, I think it should be you. You lost more than
me. Aye, but you kept ordering more ale. Kept our throats well lubricated. You did.
Sober up and speak your piece.
Yes. Well done, Martin.
Didn't even react. He's just like, yeah, fine. Like, he licks it.
We will lose another coin. Two. Not one, but two.
Yep.
Into us, jealous.
He's so proud. So proud.
Those men work at the prison. Did you learn anything useful?
Aye, I believe so. The warden. What's his name?
Sir Fletcher.
The very man.
The very man.
He insists on having his evening meal in private. After which, he reads his Bible.
Because he's a good Christian man.
25 minutes of quiet reflection.
Introspection.
Self-examination.
And?
Well, don't be glaked. The man's away for his office for a full hour.
Go on.
Isn't that enough?
They're so proud. Yes.
There's Claire. Now yeah, she yeah. Got, yeah. Listen, yeah. Look what we did here. Can we get some credit? I love it. The point. Oh, these great little things that they're doing with each other.
Oh, Jamie.
Yeah.
Trying so hard.
Whoso pulleth out this sword, this stone and anvil, is rightwise king born of all Britain.
Oh, look at that. He's a learned man.
I wondered when you'd show yourself.
Just snaps. Gosh, nope.
Expected you to come alone.
Marley. Not much in the way of intellect, but impressively brutal when given the opportunity.
Nope.
I apologize to the prison commissary, but I see you manage well enough. Good for you.
Oh, he's so proud. Oh, it's this great. Man.
So,
you're right.
Good to be out of prison long enough to hear if your pardon had been granted or not. No petition of complaint against me. Surely you haven't forgotten.
Surely.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Thanks, Blackjack.
Of course, I haven't forgotten, buddy.
You recognize this?
Oopsie.
Yep. Sucks to suck.
Sucks to suck.
I'm afraid that Duke of Sandringham likes to talk, especially when he drinks. Certain mutual acquaintances passed his words along to me, and well, we spoke.
Oh, no.
So
it certainly is a most extraordinary document. Well, a complete blackening of my character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If presented to the court of session, well,
Black,
wager,
Jack,
find in your
Randall.
I hate to think what would happen to me.
Yeah. Things wouldn't go so
Might
well.
Might be me up on that gibbet instead of you.
Gibbet.
God, this guy carries the entire effing scene. The entire scene. Sure. All your hopes and dreams just burning away.
Here's Cesar Fletcher. He's expecting us.
Right this way, ma'am.
Sure. Please don't puke on me.
Sir Fletcher, you're back here. Lady, you've been drinking.
Are you implying that Sir Fletcher lied to me about Mr. Fraser being allowed to write a letter to his family?
I forgot why she's puking.
No, I know.
Okay.
Then perhaps you should ask
him. It was a joke.
Sir Fletcher
was a joke.
Is indisposed at present. Must I remind you, you're speaking to a lady.
Good job.
Pardon, madam. It's not often quality such as yourself visits this muck heap.
Oh, he needs...
Until Sir Fletcher returns, you
Crest white strips.
Don't go wandering. I'm a safe place for the fairer sex.
Concern for my welfare is duly noted.
I feel like he must have really bad breath.
Yeah, no, he smells.
Like he smells like bad onions.
Not even onions, like onions and garlic.
Perhaps
and like...
B.O.
You'd like to wait with me. I suspect you've been on your feet for most of your shift. Would you like to take a seat?
Well, you know, I actually wouldn't mind. Murtaugh's freaking out. What is she doing?
You trying to get me discharged? I've got my duties to perform.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. My apologies. Be at ease. I promise I shan't leave this room. And besides, I have my manservant here to protect me.
My manservant?
Murtaugh's like, yep,
who's
going to
protect him?
God, I love him.
You're a bold lass, asking him to stay.
I was afraid if I didn't, he might come up with it himself. I have to find keys and map this godforsaken place.
May I call you Jamie?
It's great that the implied tension here. Everyone's working so quickly.
Care not.
And these two are just in this room. He's sitting down, crossing
no
his legs.
No music.
May I call you Jamie?
You'd be sorely disappointed.
No, that would be a waste of both our time. I am unable to save you now, even if I wish to. Our time together here is but a momentary reprieve.
I don't bother. I prefer the noose to your company.
Is that true? Why do I make you uncomfortable?
Great lighting here, too. Jamie's all in blue. Blackjack's warm and in orange.
When you awaken in the middle of the night, shaken, sweating, is it my face you see looming in the darkness? Tell me, when you lie upon your wife, her hands trace the scars on your back.
Oh, God. Goodness gracious, that is... Oh. Oh, man.
And soften.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
I want you to admit the truth to yourself.
What would that be?
That you escaped Fort William, but you did not escape me.
Oh, this is why I love Tobias Menzies so fracking much.
This pride that you hide behind. Admit that even now, you're terrified. Admit it. Admit that one simple thing, and I will give you something in return. A final gift.
Gift?
The noose. such an ignoble ending. Give me what I ask, and I will give you the death that you deserve. Clean.
Does anyone else just feel awkward and icky?
Oh. Your own choosing. You could have a Roman death. Fall on your sword like Brutus.
Irony that he played maybe Brutus in Rome.
He did a great job in that role.
Socrates took hemlock. Well, perhaps you do not want to see my face at the end. I understand. I can simply slit your throat from behind.
The great thing is,
the choice is yours.
I genuinely believe Blackjack here. All he's saying, like, I honestly believe that he is being genuine to Jamie here.
Saying, I'll find you a nice way to die?
Yeah, like, that him is to him, that's an honorable thing. You're going to go hanging from a noose? Choose. Let's not do that.
But choose you must. First, you must give me your surrender. And make no mistake, I will have your surrender before you leave this world.
Oh, it's like you hold your breath.
You do.
Oh.
Here, we've looked all over. There's no mark.
Well, what good are keys if we don't know where he's being held?
Us, we don't have the time.
I just need a few more minutes.
Thought I'd check in on you, Mrs.
Oops.
Beecher.
Oops.
Yep, in trouble, buddy.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
I feel like he broke an eye socket. Claire doesn't even care.
Find him somewhere. With a bit of luck, I'll be able to find Jamie before the alarm has sounded.
Wait for me, I'll come with you.
No. If I get caught, I can say that you quarreled with the jailer and I fled for help.
What will I tell them at the gate?
Tell them that I sent you out to get a gift for Sir Fletcher. Remember, you work for an English woman of noble birth.
And you remember, you've got less than an hour before Sir Fletcher returns.
Yeah,
meet me in the woods
way less.
We'll be waiting for you.
You guys have already been there for like 20 minutes.
Good luck to you too, Lars.
Claire needs to work on her marshmallow feet. That's what our kids call the quiet tiptoe.
Marshmallow feet.
Not a good choice.
Hopefully they didn't see me.
This reminds me of playing Manhunt when I was like 10.
Yes.
And you'd be hiding and you'd be like,
and your heart's beating. Oh, yeah. You know, she does a great job in this, Katrina. Great job in this episode with her breathing and the patience on her and, like, allowing her to be who she is.
Jamie? Who's there? Who's there? Are you there?
I'll be your Jamie lass. Come and get me.
Oh, the morning. No thanks.
Jamie? Jamie! Does anyone know where I would find Jamie Fraser?
I think I'd be a whiner.
You'd be a whiner?
Yeah.
Not in here.
My arm hurts.
That's where they keep those of us that hanging's too good for.
Thank you.
Just staring. Not even blinking.
All set. All set.
So, you gonna talk? Am I gonna talk? What are we doing here? Okay, we'll just sit in silence.
Did you bring strawberries? Yeah. This might be my last meal. Oh, his little dirty feet.
Looks like a hobbit, almost. A really muscular hobbit.
To you. Or any man. I have to admit, there is a part of me that would be crestfallen if you did. You know that every man can be broken. It's truly nothing to be ashamed of. Will you show me your back?
Oh, gosh, Blake. Put your Funko Pop away.
I have a Black Jack Rendell Funko Pop, and I'm just very softly
dusting
petting his head
it.
Right now.
Yeah, dusting it.
It'll stop your talking.
You know, it's not that you like Black Jack Randall. It's not that you side with him. It's that you just...
No. I just like the character.
This character is just such an amazing...
Right. He's well written, and Tobias Menzies is a fantastic actor. What they did for Black Jack in the show by making him a really viable, like, person, it was the absolute right choice. And he just has this effect.
Oh, I hate his mouth.
In order to have a good story...
You're the broken one. You're the one that sees my face every night.
Oh, yes.
This music's so good. Uh-oh. Hold on.
Oh. But doesn't he wail him in the head here with the thing?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so nervous. Oh, God. Oh my gosh, I can't. I'm so uncomfortable. Oh, I would be whining.
Oh, there's so much smelliness.
Oh. Goodbye. Goodbye. Just stop.
Oh, there we go.
Idiot. You could have killed him. Get him up.
Do it, dog. Get him up.
What I was going to say earlier is you can only measure good by evil. And you can only measure...
Watch out, Jamie. Watch it.
I would lay it
still. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Oh, my heart is already racing. Okay. Nope.
Yep. That. Yep. Oh. Yeah, that'll do it.
Nope.
That'll
nope.
do
nope.
it. Don't need that hand no more.
Oh my God. Put it away, Jamie. It's gross, Jamie. It's gross.
To treat you in such an abominable way. Why do you choose to spend the few...
Oh, Jamie, put it away.
Do you get a wet nap or something?
Why do you force me to hurt you?
Oh, gosh.
You're better than this.
Oh, I can't see it, Jamie. Put it away, please.
Hey, look at me.
Oh.
Look at me.
Buddy, I can't even see you.
Oh, so good.
There you are.
Oh.
Yes. 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 Yes.
This guy's so confused.
I know.
He's like, what is going on?
Can you feel that?
Oh, God. No.
I'll kill you.
can feel that.
So awkward.
Do you get the sense that Tobias Menzies, like, is, like, really intense?
Yeah.
Like, when he's on set, people just don't want to talk to him.
Oh my gosh. Look at him.
Oh, he just takes his time, slicks his hair back. Oh. The show.
If you stop resisting me, I could make this so much easier for you. I'm here to help you. Fight me.
The show misses this character so incredibly much. Stephen Bonnet is great in season 4. I like him. He's no Black Jack Randall.
Angelus and Mary, I'm surprised you picked this one. Well,
she didn't.
I picked this out of two choices.
Yes.
And I think I picked the better one.
Yep.
For a rewatch. I am still having heebie-jeebies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was thinking today, if I just wanted a change of career, I was listening to something and I was like, maybe I could be a nurse. No.
Nope, not at all.
No. Nope.
You can't even look at a fake prosthetic on TV.
Nope.
Missy Gossett says, I never in my life have seen a character so evil. I don't know.
I think he is one of the most evil characters I have ever seen.
There's some good ones in there. Yeah, I'll raise you a Hannibal Lecter.
So why did we choose this one, Blake? I mean, some people are saying, like, this is, you know, intense.
This is intense.
For a rewatch.
Well, I mean, we had the choice of...
we had the choice of whatever we wanted.
Well, no, because we were doing groups of three, right? So we had the choice of between this, I think it was The Search, which I definitely don't want to do. Although, it would have been fun to make fun of. Or...
Maybe if I could sing along.
To Ransom a Man's Soul.
Oh my gosh,
we picked this.
Him. She's so happy.
Yeah, it is you. You must leave. Randall will be coming back soon.
Randall is here. My God. What has he done to you?
Messed up my hand real good.
Didn't you hear me crying?
But you must leave.
No. Not without you.
Well done, Claire.
It'd be funny if she dropped the hammer on his hand by accident.
she
dropped the hammer on his hand by accident.
Not funny.
You must stay awake. We're going to walk out of here together. Stay with me.
Now, why does she have to hammer that in? To, like, crack it open?
Yeah, I can't recall.
You truly have a gift.
Oh.
For showing up at the most unexpected time.
Yes. Oh. Oh,
this is a deliciously evil episode.
Oh, I love this episode. I forgot how much I love this fracking episode.
It's such an important one for season 1.
Right.
You could do better than that.
You fucking sadistic piece of shit.
Oh.
There you go.
Uh-oh. Come on, Claire. Don't you know Zuckerberg's watching?
Slit your throat when you were laying unconscious at Fort William.
Oh.
Yes. I'm afraid you will come to regret that.
He's so bad.
You're no coward.
No.
I will grant you that. I'm a fit match for your husband. I cannot give you a better compliment than that.
Oh, the freaking mouth again. Stop it, Blackjack.
Just touching stuff.
Sweat of exertion. Bravo.
This way. This door's open.
Oh, well done.
Hey, you two. Welcome to the party, pal.
How dare you interrupt me while I'm conducting an interrogation?
Begging your pardon, Captain, but we have reason to believe that earlier today that woman there was involved in an escape attempt.
Well, now you found her. Congratulations.
Well done.
Since that is the prisoner she had hoped to free, you can see the search can now be called off.
Please, you must take me to Sir Fletcher. He needs to be made aware of what's going on in here. Please.
Yeah.
Will the captain allow us to take the woman into custody?
No. No, he will not. This woman is involved in a rebel plot against His Majesty. God save the king.
God save the king.
You tell your commander I have the situation well in hand.
Yes, sir.
Now get.
Blackjack's like a little nervous.
Little nervous. That's why he runs. It's so funny. He loses his composure a little bit.
Yeah. No. Like,
search
don't
her for weapons.
Oh, goodness. It's not where you keep them, buddy. Look at Blackjack. He's like, oh, okay.
It's his first time in a while, probably.
Being myself. I'm not in the mood for cunts today.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
hey,
goodness,
whoa, come on.
Just stop.
Marley here would like to entertain you.
Stop.
Privately. In his quarters.
Nope. We don't need any of this.
You wouldn't prefer to watch.
No, no.
Nope.
No, this is just... Oh, my God. I'd rather binge some Netflix.
Yeah. I'm more into Stranger Things right now.
I hear Vanessa Hudgens has a new Christmas movie.
Unnatural tastes. I do have some aesthetic principles.
Oh, goodness gracious. He's like, oh, you have clean hair.
Oh, wow, it smells good. Is that L'Oreal?
Look at him smelling,
sure
too.
His tongue notwithstanding. Do I want to see you with Marley?
No, no, no. Stop. Get away.
No.
Thank you.
I don't think I do want to watch that.
Right, wake up. You're prisoner.
Good job,
Claire.
Atta
girl. Go get him. Wait, how did she was she able to throw him like that?
No.
Oh! Break the windpipe. There we go.
Yuck. Oh, gosh. You need a Band-Aid.
So many Band-Aids right now.
I can't. Oh, goodness.
Oh.
Are you watching?
Oh. Oh, that's such a great line. Are you watching? Oh.
Make me a better offer. Have me. Let her go in safety and you can have me. I won't struggle you. You can do what you wish.
Jamie, no.
You have my word, sir. It becomes a matter of trust. Your word for mine. Mm. Will you allow me a brief test of your sincerity?
Oh my gosh. Oh my. Yeah, no.
I want Ira Stephen back. Ira Stephen Bear back so bad.
Your hand, lay it upon the table.
Nope, the other one. Thank you very much.
No, the ruined one.
No.
We got some business to attend to with that hand.
Her, or I will.
Please.
Oh my God. Okay, Mary has to stop.
Mary has to look away. Flip it over.
Oh my gosh. This shot right here. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. That's not sanitary.
So much tetanus. No. So much tetanus right now. We got an alcohol swab, maybe?
No, my gosh, I can't. I actually can't watch this.
Yeah, don't watch that part.
I'm honestly.
Mary's literally just looking in the opposite direction.
I'm just going to look at my Outlander calendar.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
It's just no, so
I might have
patient.
To take off a headphone. I usually cover my ears.
Okay,
these
well,
parts.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh! Oh, outstanding.
Taking off my head.
Yep.
This is a good reason why we don't put this on the screen for this.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, gross. So gross. So gross. I'm not even looking and I know it's gross.
You're good now.
No, I'm not.
No,
like,
she's, no,
that was
she's
a
not.
Terrible fib.
There was some blood.
Now kiss me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I haven't even begun.
This is the worst. I hated these episode choices.
This is a great episode choice. Want to know why? Because I'm reminded of what Iris Stephen Bear said to us in his interview.
Get away. We will remember this moment for the rest of our lives. Get away.
These things happened in the book, and you can shy away, or you can accept it. And show it. And take choices and take risks. This was an excellent risk.
She'll return shortly. Walk. I recently heard an extraordinary rumor about you.
Yes.
And there was a trial held at Cranesmuir. You were accused of being a witch.
I am a witch.
Yes.
Witch I am.
Look at him. He's like, I don't know if this is the best
I
choice.
Curse you. I curse you with knowledge, Jack Randall. I give you the hour of your death.
Oh, the lighting here.
Jonathan. Wolferton Randall. Born September 3rd, 1705.
Come
lady?
On.
Dies.
Lady, you serious?
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Owie.
Is she okay? Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, she's fine. Maybe broken leg. Not my problem. Not my problem, man. So what do you think about her not hearing what she says? Is that the right choice?
Sorry. There's that sweet dead man.
Yep.
Rest in peace, buddy. So stinky. Yeah, no, I liked it, especially because of non-book readers.
Yeah.
You know, like, you didn't know what she said.
Right.
And you also don't know at this point
if he's going to survive. Yeah.
If they can change the future, you
right.
know, like in this escape here with all the cows and everything, there is the question. There is the thought that he is dead.
Yep.
And she might think that the future can be changed.
Yep. We missed the wolves, which is good. She doesn't have to fight the wolf in this part.
Oh yeah, but you hear
thank
one.
Thank God she didn't have to go.
You
Liam
hear
Neeson.
One.
Yeah, you do. You do
you
hear one.
That's
a nice
reference.
Little nod.
She's always safe.
Yes. You have my word.
Well, let me get my hammer. You know the end of the hammer that you use to pull out nails with? Just rip it out.
Oh my gosh, I can't. Oh no. The coos, you're right, Megan Hill. Not cows. Where is my... Oh gosh.
Sam, at this point, I feel like started to get the character of Jamie pretty well.
Jamie's character changes.
Right.
Tremendously.
Because of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree. Sam's acting, of course,
I think it improved
tremendously. Yeah. I mean, over all of the seasons. But just Jamie as an individual, like...
Yep.
Was a young... pretty much a boy,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
Who, yes, had gone through quite a deal of hardship, but still... You know, that boy that stood up for Leary
sure.
is not this man
right.
anymore.
I mean, he's just willingly given up his life for Claire.
He's given up a lot more than just his life.
Right. Oh, and he licks it. I forgot about that. Oh!
How does it feel to be alive? There's so much dead flesh.
Oh, ISB.
No.
The good news is that in real life, Sam probably can't feel that.
Yeah, because that's a prosthetic.
Because it's a prosthetic. Because that'd be kind of weird.
Shall we begin?
I thought we already did. Oh, that little breath.
Mm-hmm.
Manta!
Wait for it. There you go.
Oh yeah, here's the
Anybody?
Wolf. Yeah, right. Calm down with the wolves.
You shut your gob, woman. You want to bring the red coats down on us?
Probably better than the wolves.
She can take him.
I will never let that down.
We have to go back for him.
Pitch dark, and those idlers still haven't returned.
Cleo Fraser, this is Sir Marcus McCranick, a loyal friend to our clan. This is his home we're sheltering in.
Thank you. We could use a loyal friend right now. Tell me. How many men can you muster?
I love
to
this.
Rescue your husband from Wentworth Prison.
None.
Tonight, if possible.
Yes, please.
Or tomorrow morning at the very latest.
Let me think about that.
None. And all your strawberries.
Yeah. Risking the redcoats coming around afterwards and leveling Eldridge House to the ground. No, lass. I'm sorry. Temporary shelter I can offer you. I'll not put my family or myself in jeopardy.
I mean, like, can you blame him?
No, I don't blame him 1 ounce. Who are you, lady? Scram!
Seriously.
I can pay you. I wouldn't ask your men to risk their lives for nothing.
It's like,
a half dozen or so would give us a fighting chance.
A dozen would give us an even better chance.
Aww.
Oh, that's right. Didn't he give this to...
Where did you get these? Woman.
Yep, okay, now Fraser, I remember.
You say your name was?
Yes.
Right. My husband gave them to me on our wedding night. They're yours, if you'll help us.
Did he indeed? Ellen's son. Your husband is Ellen Mackenzie's son.
Hashtag awkward with Murtaugh there.
Can it if you saw him? He's the spit of her.
I gave these to Ellen Mackenzie as a wedding gift. I've thought of them so often, around her bony neck.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
I wonder if she ever thought of me while wearing them.
She thought of me while wearing them.
So?
Because I was in on her.
Like Rose in the Titanic. This and only this.
Only this. Draw me like one of your French girls.
I'm doing that if you'd help me get my husband back.
She's like, okay, since you have weird dreams about my dead mother-in-law, do you want to help me now?
We clearly have a connection now.
And three bairns asleep upstairs. I must look to their protection.
Look at him, he's being a good dad.
A bit for Ellen's lad. There is a bit much you ask.
Yeah.
Megan Hill says this Ellen chick really got around.
True, true, Megan.
Well played, Megan. Well played.
That just leaves the five of us. It'll have to do.
I know how to get us inside.
Yeah, you think about that. She wore another guy's necklace
on her wedding day.
Who wanted her.
Yeah.
On her wedding day.
Not a great look.
Anyone?
And then passed it down like it was a family heirloom.
And flirted with Murtaugh at the same time.
She was like, I don't want to be with you, but you gave me some really nice jewelry that none of the other dudes gave me.
Those don't suck.
When you break up with someone, do you have to give them the jewelry back?
No, absolutely not. It's a gift.
That's what Ellen said.
The painting was a gift, Todd. I'm keeping it.
All bloody day.
Well, you sure as shite didn't go thirsty. How many did you bring in?
Look at all of them.
19. 19. 19 out of 40. Why, are you blind, man? Is your nose not working?
19 cattle. That's no small number.
That's right. Nope. Look at Murtaugh, glass half full.
It's so funny about 21 missing cattle.
I know how we can save young Jamie.
He's so proud. Young Jamie.
Yep. All right. What a way to cut it. What a way to cut it. Oh, God. Goodness gracious. Well, that is it, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, friends, for watching this episode. As cringeworthy as many parts of it were, it also had so much great meat to it. We got to see our cast be so raw and real and... Yep. Now I just gotta go shake off all my heebie-jeebies from seeing all that blood.
Oh my God, I kind of want to just watch To Ransom a Man's Soul now.
You can by yourself, because I don't rewatch it.
Can I watch To Ransom a Man's Soul while petting my Blackjack Randall Funko?
You're just getting weird. Like, you're actually crossing a line of weirdness.
Oh, come on, it's just a joke.
Am I alone?
It's just a joke.
I know, I know. So for those of you who don't normally catch these videos, we will be doing some more soon. Hopefully, like while we're still on hiatus from This Is Us, we're hoping to do a bunch more of the Outlander rewatch. Gearing up, of course, for the season 5 premiere in February. We are going to be watching the season 5 sneak peek this Sunday. We will let you know if we'll be able to podcast about it that evening or if it's going to have to wait until Monday night, the 16th.
Yeah.
It depends upon our children.
Yeah. We have those things, those little
if
things,
they're sleeping or
tiny
not,
humans.
We do have like Dan's recital, cookie party. There's all these things combined that I'm like, I don't think that they're going to honestly be asleep in
Patriots
time for
game.
Us to... be able to live record that evening. So I'm leaning towards making the safer call and saying that we will watch it with all of you on Sunday and that we will come in on Facebook Live to talk about the sneak peek and delve into it and pick it all apart and
savor it. We'll do it either on Sunday or Monday. More than likely, it'll be Monday.
Yeah.
Again, you know, and the most important thing on Sunday is the Patriots game. That's how it goes. Mary's face just turned as serious as when she saw the nail go through Jamie's hand.
Yes. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We truly appreciate it. This, of course, is going to be our next Outlander Cast podcast episode. For those of you who just tuned in for a little bit, you'll be able to catch the whole episode on our podcast feed.
That's right.
And thank you for tuning in on Facebook Live. We love you all. Keeping busy, of course. We're going to be adding a new episode of our Keep Calm and
Crown On.
Pretty shortly, because we are going to probably watch a new episode of that tonight.
Actually, absolutely, we will watch
tonight.
And we'll get that done. You can check that podcast out as well as all of the other podcasts that we do on maryandblake.com. com, in addition to all the blogs that we do as well. Right now, I actually just released our latest review of episode 210 for The Handmaid's Tale, called The Last Ceremony, which was an excellent episode, one of the best in season two. So go there, check that out. It's for The Handmaid's Diaries. Check us out on all of the social media that is available, except for like Twitch and Snap. I don't do those. I don't mess with those.
Is there something called Twitch?
Yeah.
She's crying.
Our kid's crying. Check us out, Mary and Blake, and all the social media, including YouTube. If you want to get in touch with us, email us at maryandblakemedia.
We do have a sitter.
At Gmail. Yeah, we're not
just... We don't just let our kids... We don't like sprinkle goldfish on the ground and say, fend for yourself.
Put some newspaper on the ground, maybe some juice.
This is why it's harder for us to podcast. People said like, oh, what's been the big change? And really the biggest change is that when we had babies, I could like podcast holding a baby and it was different. And now they're just...
They're kids. They're kids and they want to cry and they want to do their stuff and... We just don't blindly neglect them. We do have a babysitter. Yeah. Many thanks to the patrons, actually.
Yes.
All due in part to the patrons who help us be able to do that. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, check us out at maryandblake.com and check us out on all social media, Mary and Blake, including Instagram and Facebook. And right down below, if you're watching us, it's right there. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, and maryandblakemedia@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. And that is all. As for now, ladies and gents,
my name's Mary.
My name's Blake.
And this is Outlander Cast.